2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Shalea, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Sunny skies. Temperatures now dropped to 82 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The family of missing YouTuber who was seen driving through Utah says their pain is getting worse every day. They are calling out her boyfriend's parents, demanding he tell police what happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The members of the Petito and Schmidt family sent another message, this time appealing to Brian Laundrie's parents, saying they believe the Laundries know where Brian left Gabby Petito. Their attorney read the letter, which asked the Laundries to put themselves in their shoes, asking how they could put their younger children through the pain of not knowing where their older sister is, and if they had any decency left, they would tell police where to look.
Joseph Petito spoke at a press conference earlier today. He says bringing his daughter home is the only thing that matters. A spokesperson for Gabby's family, attorney Richard Stafford, says her stepfather is with others in Wyoming helping in the search.
He felt he needed to be there. We have family in New York and in Florida, and he felt he needed to be out there to be the contact person as well as to do what he can out in Wyoming.
The FBI is working with Teton County Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement in Wyoming and across the country to help with the investigation. Governor Spencer Cox says decisions on whether or not businesses should be required to vaccinate employees should be left up to them. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz explains.
Governor Cox says he supports allowing businesses to require or not require vaccines as they choose. Yesterday, lawmakers debated possibly banning Utah businesses from being allowed to require vaccines. A large group opposed to the idea presented to the Health and Human Services Committee that a bill is needed.
Many of us up here are on your side and agree with you on these policies. And we just want you to know that we hear you loud and clear.
That's State Senator Jake Anderegg. But no bill has been proposed yet. Governor Cox saying in a statement today they support vaccines as a way out of the pandemic and free market solutions for businesses. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories from ABC News. Fencing is going up around the U.S. Capitol ahead of Saturday's planned rally by those who support the January 6th insurrectionists. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest from Washington.
Former President Trump is labeling the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol as a, quote, protest, but the Justice Department's sprawling investigation into the riot shows that's far from reality. A recent DOJ filing says that a review of officer body cam footage identified approximately 1,000 assaults on federal law enforcement protecting the Capitol from the pro-Trump mob. More than 170 individuals are currently facing charges for assaulting or impeding officers, and the FBI says it is still seeking at least 200 still unidentified suspects who participated in the violence. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
The former Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd has pleaded not guilty to another federal civil rights incident with similarities to Floyd's killing. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Derek Chauvin pleaded not guilty to federal charges that he violated the civil rights of a 14-year-old in 2017. The indictment against Chauvin alleges he deprived the teen of his right to be free of unreasonable force when Chauvin allegedly held the teen by his throat, hit him in the head with a flashlight, and kneeled on the boy's neck as he was handcuffed. The incident bears striking similarity to Chauvin's actions 3 years later when he kneeled on the neck of George Floyd for more than 9 minutes. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Ricky Meese, any big traffic trouble problems?
We have lingering delays on I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. And if you're headed northbound on I-15 in Davis County, those delays stretch from Kaysville to Clearfield. Also, slowing continues northbound Highway 89, leaving Layton, making your way up to the Uinta area near I-84. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, Jeff.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.